going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Hello, Monday. Whatever. Ah. Whatever, Monday. Hello, Vinny.
Good morning.
You look very handsome today.
Thanks. I had a really
rugged.
Oh.
Yeah. Like sun-kissed.
I got a lot of sun this weekend.
Really,
yeah.
Really good.
Beach time yesterday and skate park the day
fun,
before.
Yes.
I actually brought my board too and rode. So.
Oh. Goodness. Did we escape unscathed?
Yes.
Oh,
we did.
Thank goodness.
Did you shred?
I did carve it up. Yeah.
Were the girls like, oh.
Yeah. They wow. They like to see dad do his thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right. Nice.
And Isla's really pushing it, so it was fun. It was like, oh, she's getting better. For her.
She's doing the rollerblades still?
Uh-huh.
That's great. That's such good exercise and what a fun thing.
I'm not going to say, I mean, I know I, like what it. I said here, but I haven't said that to them. Like, oh God, roller skate. I haven't said that. I mean, they might pick up the vibe because I'm not great at hiding things, but.
What?
In general.
You?
I try to, you know, hey, I'm encouraging it.
Yeah. That's the way to be.
Ride and have fun.
Dads, get on something that rolls and go, kid.
Well, I want to do things with them, but like I said, I don't want to play dolls. So it's either we're going to go to the park, we're going to go to the skate park, we're going to go to the beach, go ride bikes, anything, but sit in the house and play video games or play with dolls. No thanks. You into that?
Like video
when you
games
when you
dolls.
Had little kids, were you
no,
like, let's play,
not.
Let's look at screens, kids?
No. Sometimes I'd be like, how about you kids go look at that while I figure out how to feed you for dinner?
Yeah, there's that too.
I was never a doll person. I mean, when I was a kid, I'm sure I was a doll person. I had Don dolls. They were like the, I don't know, cheap knockoff Barbies.
Don doll.
The Dawn doll, D-A-W-N.
Dawn.
Dawn. Dawn doll. I grew up with a lot of girls named Dawn. Doreen. Dawn.
You knew a lot of Doreens, really?
I knew a few Doreens. I knew.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah. You didn't know any Doreens growing up?
Nope.
Oh my God, I knew so many Doreens. A bunch of them. Janine's. Janine was another big one.
Yeah. Everybody was named Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, obviously.
I had Jennifer's and Michelle's.
Michelle's, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Those were big for a while there.
Anyway, it was a really good weekend. Very, very, very nice.
Oh my God. It was, I don't know about your house, but perfect weather. We went to Sausalito last night with some friends to the yacht club.
Oh, aren't you
That's
fancy?
That's right. Ooh. Super fancy.
Is it fancy?
No, it's very down by the pier, you know, just a place to go.
Is it like one of those places that stopped caring for itself in the 70s?
I actually did look around and think this place is fairly well maintained.
Oh, good.
Like it had a fairly fresh coat of paint. It looked like, you know, sometimes you're out at a building and you go, wow, those gutters could use some.
Oh, I've walked into places and gone, I'm not eating here.
Oh yeah. No. It wasn't like that at all. It was very
good.
Seemed very upstanding. You don't apparently have to have a boat to be in a yacht club. I did not know that. You just need to get sponsored by someone, but it's just friends of ours that they have to wear these little name tags.
Oh, I thought you were going to say bad skipper hats. I would have said,
no.
Wow, that is
you know
not
what though?
Acceptable.
They would ironically do that. They're fun people. So anyway, but there it is. And Sausalito is just like always cold and windy. Like it just always is. Once in a great while, you get one of those incredible days. And we got one of those yesterday. It's by the time we left there, it's, I don't know, 6:45. So late.
Oh my God.
So dying to get out of there.
Last night, you were out till 6:45?
6:45. Yes.
Oh my God.
And they're all drinking gin and tonics. And I'm like, I'll take a root beer, please. Thank you. Mm. Bob, how was your weekend?
It was lovely.
Yeah.
I helped with a proposal this weekend.
Oh, whose proposal?
A very good friend of ours, of Susan and I's.
Yeah, that's your husband and you?
Yes.
Or almost.
Yeah, we helped plan it. They went longboarding on Ocean Beach, and they came across this little sign, and he proposed to her, and it was so beautiful. But it
was the sign the "Will you marry me"?
No, it was like a little wood carving that had their initials, and it was a reference to one time they were on a hike and they came across a tree that like randomly had their initials and a heart on it. That like they
oh,
so he like made one as a throwback to that.
Fun. They're like, the park. Let's go longboarding on Ocean Beach.
Oh, they're
that
so
sounds
cool.
Great.
They're so cool. Yeah. But it was so windy. Mm. It was 40 mile per hour winds, which was kind of cool because there was nobody else out there.
Was that Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saturday was windy. Really as windy. Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
even
yeah,
go yeah. near the ocean Saturday.
And
then we went back to their place and we threw a little surprise party with some of our other friends. And we just had a lovely
Because
evening.
You knew that she was going to say yes.
Yes, of course. Of course. Got it. Yes.
Sometimes you just know when you know, you know. That's really nice.
Yeah.
What about you, Maddie? How's everything at Casa Fred?
Good. I'm just, I get a little annoyed with, we have a dog park there.
Yeah.
And it's right next to Saltbreaker, Humble Sea Brewery, which is a brewery. But on the weekends, everybody just brings their damn kids, goes and drinks, and just lets their kids run wild and like treats the dog park like a kid park. And I can't take Fred in there when there's a bunch of kids and different dogs because he had a little incident with a Karen on Friday.
Oh.
He snapped at a dog and she's like, "Your dog is violent and aggressive and you need a trainer." And I'm like, dude, it was a little dog mix up there and everything.
Yeah,
and,
dogs sometimes snap at each other.
And I've had him for a month and a half, so I'm still learning like what his little triggers are and everything.
He just got attacked.
Yeah.
He just got bit, right?
Yeah, yes. So he's got a paw that he's, is still being healed up and everything. But it's just like, people, man, when go drink, but like, watch your kids too. Yeah, like, they don't need to be running
this
wild
total,
all over the place.
This is a trend. There's a place that we go to in the East Bay where it's a bunch of drunk parents and they're friggin' bananas kids. Like, people are throwing birthday parties and stuff. I'm like, who's throwing a kid's birthday party at a, it literally says brewery on the front. Like, that's what it is. And then the kids are just going bananas, running around, screaming. I'm like, this is so unpleasant. Can we leave? My friends are all like, we're just getting here. Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not like anti-kid or anything, but I am
really?
Anti you not watching your kids and, mucking up my day.
It is hard for parents. I get that as a former parent. I mean, I guess technically I'm still a parent, but you just are like, let's go anywhere where these kids can go fend for themselves and I don't have to walk around, with like all bent over and trying to support you. Ugh. But that said, consider the other people who are just there to, have some drinks. Or just to have their dog go running in the park without. So you're saying the dog park is near this brewery.
It's right there. So the parents will go sit and just let the kids. And the kids run into the dog park and start playing in the dog park.
Could you put up signs that say, if you don't have a dog, stay the hell out of the dog park?
We should.
You should. You can get those made online.
Okay.
It's just a suggestion.
We have a WhatsApp, but I don't want to be one of the WhatsApp people. Like, the minute you start posting on any threads on WhatsApp, you get like a million messages, and like, people in my building love to complain and love to about everything in the world. WhatsApp?
I didn't even know.
I'm trying to stop you. I'm looking for a breath. What is this WhatsApp? What are you talking about?
So WhatsApp.
No, I know what WhatsApp is. Yeah, I'm sorry,
but I don't see it as like a social media thing. It's more like a text thing. Are you sure are you talking about Nextdoor?
Yeah. No. WhatsApp. We have one for the building, and there's different categories in there. One's for pets, one's for just, whatever you want to complain about.
Nice.
And the building management's on it as well. So, if you complain on there, somebody will see it as well. But
And then what? So why don't you want to complain on there? Couldn't you get a bunch of people to rally from you? Oh, they're over there with their kids.
They might,
and they're letting their kids run around in the dog park.
I think we all have the same.
That's it.
No, there's not a lot of kids in the building because it's, it's lofts and stuff.
Mm.
It is just, there's soccer fields around there.
Yeah.
So people bring their kids for soccer, and then afterwards they want to go drink beer, and they bring their kids.
Well, and
to
kids
the brewery.
Love dogs, so then they see the dogs, and they want to just go pet the dogs.
You know, it's just the
it's just Sundays though, right?
It's Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
So I just walk in more that day, and we go elsewhere.
That's your move.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight this one.
I don't. I don't want no trouble.
There's so many fights going on now.
Exactly.
I had no idea you could fight on WhatsApp. I'm so glad I didn't know that.
Yeah.
As soon as I started fighting on Nextdoor, I'm like, oh, this is, you know, John and Joy. I'm not going to do this. Although, when Tommy Igo used to live in he's this drummer. He's so crazy. He would get in these epic battles on Nextdoor that John be like, Tommy's at it again. We'd like gather around the computer and see what all. He's like in a fight with a 16-year-old. The kid is taunting this 50-year-old man. Like, oh, what do you want to date me? You want to get together at the park and beat me up? Sounds hot. I'm like, oh my God, Tommy's going to kill this kid. Tommy's just a friend of mine. You don't need to know who that is.
It's fun to watch. Like, I will go on the app to see what, you know, there was like an older lady fighting with the gym bros because she just simply asked them to put the lighter weights on top and not on the bottom of the racks.
Oh,
not a big request.
Right.
Well, that was a whole thing, evidently. So that was fun to watch. You know, it's fun to watch as long as I'm not involved with it. Like, I just don't want to be involved with it.
That's pretty funny. You know, I can see her point.
Can you?
Sure. Are you kidding me? Now I got to lift all these weights. I have to get to the lightweights?
She just has to bend down further, but still.
Oh, you're saying they're not stacked on top of each other.
No.
I was picturing like a stack.
No, there's racks, but and you're supposed to put the lighter weights on the top rack. That is just what, you know, most gyms, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently that was just one of the.
Those are fighting words.
It was fighting words for the gym bros.
Boy, all right. We're fighting over everything these days.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly why I don't want to post anything, because I just don't want to be involved.
I have a story about that today. Post and ghost. Post and then just don't look back. Don't look back. Hard to do. Harder to do.
Oh, you mean you don't look at the comments?
You
so
ever,
you like
you
just
never
say.
Go back. You post something and then you just walk away. You're like, I've done my part. I'm not going to have any interactions.
I'm coming
this.
Down on this side of said controversial topic. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Exactly. Yep. Just like that. If you can do it, but nobody can do that.
No.
People are like, oh, I want to see what everyone said. They said what? This is ridiculous. Let's see here. Uh-oh, no audio. A lot of people, no audioing me. Thank you for the heads up. I'm just stupid. It's just sheer stupidity. It's all my fault. It's Monday. Of course I was going to F something up.
Yeah, there's a lot of those on the text too.
What, like I'm so dumb?
No.
Or no sound after Green Day, dead air on Odyssey. Dead air, guys. Can't hear you on the app. Uh-oh, no audio. We can't hear you. It's long. There's a lot. Yes.
Thank you for
helping.
For caring and listening to the silence.
Oh, it is really long,
Enjoy
actually.
The silence. It's well,
on
it was
and on.
4.5 minutes. 4.5 minutes of, and not for the first time either. I'm incredibly embarrassed to say. I don't think I've done it while Bob's been here. Yeah. I did it like a couple times in a row, like profoundly 15 minutes of, oh, I think like, maybe Maddie was out that morning.
I was out that morning.
Yeah.
And I was listening, and I was one of the people like, I don't hear anything. What's
going on? And I just, and then things started like kicking on to the thing had enough of silence. So it started to play stuff. I'm like, why does this keep playing this? I'm turning it off. It starts back up. Like, what's happening? Anyway, my apologies. If you listen to the podcast, you'll hear it. It was fascinating.
I don't know if you will. 707 says, based on the last time silence happened, you were not recording. So anything you said on
the first,
to the podcast was not
the
on the podcast.
The first time was the case because we weren't recording because Maddie wasn't here.
Mm.
Henceforth, unless I screw it up again when you're not recording. Yeah, don't worry. It'll be there. And it was fascinating. I can remember it, but I don't want to spoil it for you. Sure, it was a really... sick. It's really good.
Brewer here.
Hey, Brewer.
Parents let their kids run wild in our brewery, and it's annoying AF.
Yeah.
Not to mention dangerous and irresponsible.
Yeah.
Pauline.
Well, Pauline, also, I questioned as I was watching all these parents at this one particular brewery we've been to a few times. Like, I thought the first time I went, I'm like, oh, this is an anomaly. You know, all these children of various ages running and screaming around because they're having a party for these people. No, turns out that there's always a party going on there. And it's just, I feel like who's driving these people home?
What?
I don't see anybody here who seems to care about children. or stopping drinking at a reasonable time.
Real life continues to go on.
That is true, Vin.
And the party people.
They got to have their party. Where's the party?
There's no stopping the party.
Yeah, apparently not.
So
it started in college and it literally never stopped.
Well, if you can somehow continue to show up for work and do your job and your kids seem to be growing up okay.
Have a great party.
Yeah.
Enjoy your party time.
I mean, you've partied through your whole raising kids.
Yeah, but I had a plan in place for them. I didn't bring them to the brewery and let them run around. Like, yes, I have had plenty of party times, but definitely tried to keep it, you know, somewhat parentally responsible. Maybe there's a designated driver at every one of those tables of people with kilts. Hey, I think we should roll this thing. It's off to such a good start. I feel like, let's get to it. KLLC. K-La-La, CHD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. See you right after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.